Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 173. Welcome to another episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I just got to say, man, I love doing this. I really do. I love the entire process of sitting down, thinking of a topic, recording this. I love it. And, you know, honestly, I'm humbled to do this. I'm grateful that I get the opportunity to just be a dude living his life, doing his thing, talking about his feelings, and that, you know, you choose out of all the things you could possibly be doing right now to listen to me, like to me, like it really does blow my mind. And I just wanted to say thank you and to really mean it. So thank you. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening and sharing and telling your friends about the podcast and, you know, just tuning in and just listening. You know, I say that it means the world to me all the time. And that, of course, can just be something you say, but it really does mean the world to me. So I want to say thank you. You know, I say this all the time, that I do the podcast for me. It certainly is an outlet for me, a passion of mine. It means so much to me. And to hear and to see you support me the way you do is honestly just unreal. So my promise with you with the podcast is to always just keep it real. I promise to do that. I promise to just be a dude, being a dude, you know, nothing more than that. Not an expert, not a guru, not a coach, just a dude who's hungry to learn more about himself and the world around him, and then to share it with you each week on the podcast. That's it. That's my promise to you. You know, and along the way, I promise to just keep it real. I don't do sponsors right now because I really want the show to truly be about my perspective, not slinging mattresses or credit cards or something silly like that. I don't sell merch or anything that isn't something I've absolutely poured my heart into, like the journal, for instance. You know, I don't ask for a whole lot because honestly, you give me so much in return without realizing it. You really do. Just listening, subscribing, sharing, that's enough for me. Truthfully. So all I ask is that if you enjoy the podcast, that you tell a friend or two, that you encourage them to subscribe and check it out. I do new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And I've got some really, really cool things coming up that I'm very, very excited about. I'm teaming up with some big name musicians and DJs to make, you know, mindfulness fun and cool, to make mindfulness, meditation, the practice of self-development, energizing and just fun. And that's it. That's my mission. And also, if you do dig the podcast and you didn't know, I do write twice a week, Mondays and Fridays, on Pursuit, PRSUIT.com. It's a twice weekly email. And I'd love for you to check that out as well. If you're into short, digestible, relatable life advice in written form, it's free, of course, Mondays and Fridays. You can check it out, Pursuit.com, PRSUIT.com. So that's it. Just a quick thank you and letting you know that my promise to you is to keep it real. Always, always keep it real. And funny enough, that's actually a great transition to today's topic. I'm excited about today's topic because I'm talking about just that, keeping it real, or as the kids say, keeping it 100, keeping everything about yourself honest and authentic and real. You know, real with what you say, how you portray yourself, the things you say, the promises you make, the whole thing, just real. Keeping it 100. Because this is something I think about this a lot. And it's particularly important to keep in mind as it relates to this whole category of self-development, self-improvement. Because as you look to better yourself, to improve yourself, to push yourself, I find that we all do this thing where, you know, we create versions in our heads of who we want to be, what we want to have accomplished, where we want to be, the people we want to be with. You know, we set goals, we visualize the best version of ourselves. We picture the day in our heads where everything is just clicked and we're rocking and rolling. And I think that's great. That's great practice. You can't get to where you want to be in life if you can't even picture it, of course. You know, it's great to set goals, of course. It's great to visualize. This is an essential practice. But I found personally that a lot of the time when I did this, I didn't check myself. And therefore, in classic case fashion, I wrecked myself. Like the more I would visualize who I want to be, the success I want to have, and all the surrounding things, the more I start to be a fake it till you make it kind of guy. The more I start to put on a filter, the more I try to project certain qualities that I want, the more I try to portray success and wealth and those things that I want in my life. And I think half of that equation is correct. If you want to be confident, you know, at some point you're just going to have to say, fuck it. You know, I'm confident and act that way. At some point, if you want to be creative and like a great writer or a podcaster, at some point you're just going to have to be like, yes, this is who I am. I am that person. And so on and so forth with any goal you have in your mind. But even while that might be the case, you always have to keep it 100. I still need to be the Case Kenny I am, the dude I'm always going to be, the quirks, the insecurities, the things I'm bad at, all those things. I need to open those up. I need to keep it 100, even as I go after what I want to become, the dude I want to be. And it's through like that realization that, oh man, I don't know, I've realized an incredibly freeing truth about life. I realized that Maybe life isn't about some of those things I so confidently thought were the it things. Maybe life isn't about becoming more, becoming the best, the biggest, the most applauded and recognized, the best looking, the funniest, the most chill. Maybe life isn't about those things either. The watches, the cars, the houses, the hot boyfriend, a girlfriend, trips around the world. Maybe life isn't about trying to seem to be the most put together, the most calm, the most suave, the smoothest cat in the club, the most perfect. Maybe life is about simply about keeping it 100. You know, maybe life is just about owning who you are. Maybe it's about saying screw being perfect and certainly screw trying to appear perfect. And I realized that after a long time of kind of resisting this, after a long time of wanting to portray myself a certain way because I thought it would mean I would become that way, that the most freeing thing you can do is to just say, screw it. To say, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to do all the things I can in my power to be better and fuller and more driven and successful and fulfilled. But as I do, I promise myself that I'm going to keep it 100. To not deny the things that make me me, the things I might be embarrassed about or that I avoid talking about or exposing. I'm not going to deny the things that make me nervous or uncomfortable. I'm not going to deny that something happened in my past. I'm not going to get offended if I'm the brunt of a joke or if I'm made fun of. I'm not going to hide my flaws. I'm not going to hide those things. And I know that sounds like feel-good self-improvement advice, and I guess it is as I say it out loud, but this is it. Like, this is it, man. There's no more freeing feeling than to just say, fuck it. I know I'm working my ass off to be better in so many respects, but as I do, fuck it. I'm not going to filter myself. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it real. I'm not going to be afraid to keep it real. I'm not going to be afraid to keep it real because as I push myself to do more and become more, my only goal is to say, I'm very happy to be myself right now. Not some fake version or some projected version of who I want to be or the things I want to have or the accomplishments I want to have. You know? And you know what? Like, the more I push myself to do this, to push myself, but also keep it 100, the more I can honestly look myself in the mirror and say, I am very happy to be myself right now. And I'd love for you to say the same, to honestly, truthfully, no bullshit, say, I'm very happy to be myself right now. And I think you can. I really genuinely mean that. And I've come a long way. And this is my mindset right now. And I've pushed myself and pushed myself to live it, to keep it 100 while I push for more. Because I say it all the time, I'm hungry. I'm hungry, man. I want more. I want to be bigger, better, everything. But I've really pushed myself to keep it 100 while I do that, to not project perfection or project the things that I want. Just keep it 100. Like, a couple silly examples here. The other day, I went to a boxing class here in Chicago. And if you know me, you know that something like that's way outside of my comfort zone. That's really just something I'm not interested in doing for a couple of reasons, I suppose. For one, I'm just the dude who likes to lift weights. I'm simple. I like to pick them up. I like to put them down. You know, the heavier, the better. And I just wash it down with a protein shake. You know, not much of a going to class cardio kind of guy. And second, I don't really know what happened, but I've seemingly lost every ounce of athletic ability I once had. That's just like gone. I used to be a decent athlete. I played hockey and lacrosse, but I think, in general, I've always been more of a mathlete than an athlete, if you know what I mean. So no shock there. And last, like boxing, like with your fists. Nah, you know, I think at this point in my life, I'm more of a lover than a fighter. So anyway, long backstory, but it's no surprise to me that I didn't really want to go to this class. And my friend Matt had been pushing me for weeks to go. And he would literally call me and be like, "Case, man, you gotta practice what you preach. This is uncomfortable for you. You should go." So kudos to him for basically guilting me into doing it. But I did. I went to the class and it was honestly pretty great. But I'm not going to say that I was the best at it. It was pretty intense. It was like throwing all these combinations, high intensity workout for 50 minutes. And by the end of it, you know, I was definitely pretty toast. And I also had realized by the end of it that I can't punch with my left hand to save my life. I'm definitely a righty. You know, I liken my left hook to me basically slapping the air, like very daintily slapping. It's like me slapping a disobedient avocado, like bad avocado. But you know, I went to the class, I enjoyed it, you know, proud of myself for going, I suppose. But afterwards, like, I kept it 100. I could feel the old I want to be perfect Case creeping up. Like, I had to stick my chest out and be like, yeah, oh, that was easy, dude. And I crushed it easy, no problem. But instead, I was like, you know what, you know, I'm just gonna keep it 100. You know, I'm rusty. I just decided to keep, you know, let my guard down. You know, I want to get better and challenge myself, and I'll go back and I'll do just that. But in the meantime, I'm not going to ignore the fact that I'm not Muhammad Ali. You know, your boy's in there swatting butterflies and spanking disobedient avocados. And that's a silly example, but just keeping it 100. And I think about the people in my life who keep it 100, who keep it real. And I look at them and I just notice such a tangible difference between them and people who try to force perception or the appearance of perfection or just having everything together, being the best, appearing to be the best. And I really, really appreciate and respect people who just keep it real no matter what. Like, I just respect that. I respect friends of mine who are like, yep, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm nervous right now. I'm nervous. Like, I respect that so much more than people who feign complete confidence because they think that's the right thing to do. Example two, silly example, immature example. I was out the other night with friends, and one of my friends is a hilarious dude. This guy's super, super funny and a great guy too. Very down to earth. He just like lights up a room. Great guy. And you know, it was a group of dudes. And so we were naturally joking about what most dudes joke about, sex. And you know, he was talking about his life and whatnot. And just, you know, he was talking openly with all of us about how, let's just say he has self-control issues in the bedroom, self-control issues that can lead to embarrassing moments or maybe an apology or two, if you know what I mean. But I really respect that because here's this guy keeping it 100 and he could be like, oh yeah, dude, you know, big sex guy, you know, 10 out of 10, you know, I'm the Iron Chef. but you know, he doesn't do that. He owns his shortcomings. He keeps it 100. And I just think these are silly examples, simple examples, but I think, you know, he personally, he just opens himself up in life, and that makes him happier to not be striving for perfection. And most importantly, to not be striving for the appearance of perfection, to just keep it 100 at all times. And as a result, I look at this dude and I'm like, man, he's just free. He's just free. And so I think we can all learn something from these silly stories. I think we can learn from me and my weak ass left hook. And I think we can learn from my boy here and his self-control issues. You know, we can learn that maybe life isn't about being the best, the most popular, the most put together. You know, maybe it's about pushing yourself, certainly being more mindful, more kind, more driven. But at the same time, it's about embracing the messiness of your life and who you are. Maybe it's about embracing that, because at the end of the day, you're never going to be perfect now or at the end of whatever finish line you have in your mind. And that's a fact. And so I think, like, why try to act that way? Why act that way when the alternative, keeping it 100, keeping it real, keeping it authentic, it literally sets you free. It sets you free, because when you're that way, you don't guilt yourself. You don't shame yourself. You don't feel less or that you're falling behind. It literally does the opposite. The more you keep it 100, the more, frankly, as cheesy as it is, the more you just love yourself. And in my mind, that's what life is about, finding every which way you can to just love yourself. You know, and life isn't about doing and being the right person or saying the right things or being the best, the most successful. It's about keeping it 100. It's about keeping it 100 while you push yourself to become the badass you're capable of becoming. That's the balance I think we should all strive for in life. That's the balance. And not only does it feel great and freeing, to my point, you're literally happy, happier, warmer, more open, but you're more genuine. And in my experience, genuine, kind people are drawn to and attract other genuine and kind people. That's life. And that's how amazing relationships are formed, amazing connections are formed, friendships, not by trying to appear cool or calm or perfect. So that's honestly all I really wanted to say with this episode. This was on my heart this week. Just to say, you know, to keep it 100, to be messy, to suck at something and own it, to be nervous and own it, to fall down and own it, to not hide from it. And most importantly, not hide it from others. To be real, to keep it 100. Because when you do that and you don't feel that BS pressure anymore, you don't feel that pressure to be perfect or appear a certain way, that is such a freeing thing. It is such a freeing thing. You know, you love yourself and you're free to express who that person is, no matter how much of a work in progress you are. So that's it. I hope you found this message valuable. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd be super, super appreciative if you take a minute right now to share this episode, share it with a friend, tell them you love them, tell them to keep it 100, tell them that you're proud of them for being real, tell them to subscribe, to check out pursuit.com for my writing. And thank you. Thank you so, so much. I really mean it. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you. Let me know what you're thinking. If you ever have any episode requests or just want to reach out to me, you can holler at me on Instagram @case.kenny. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.